Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 guys, again, I want to thank everyone. Remember, life is just full of too much abundance for us to have time to reflect on too much negativity. And again, this is Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business, right here out of Philadelphia. Just super excited about life. And, you know, I was emails and some of my comments, likes and inboxes, and I found that people tend to be more than just a typical something to get them through their life days. And this particular recording I was able to pull up was one of the ones that been, commented, listened to, and someone has used it in some type of forum, whether it's been for a teaching, a life skills lesson, or just it's very short and to the point, but we ought to be motivated about life. You know, we shouldn't have to be picked up and lift up. But take a listen to this. Again, this is AB, Mr. All Business, Sean Robinson out of Philadelphia. Take a listen.
Yes, today is going to be a new launch for just a little motivation. There are several times when people just need a little inspiration or motivation to get them going or started on a particular day, a particular week, or I would like to send this day in particular as our heart day. But it's very important that we take full advantage of the ability to take control of our positive energy that we possess for ourselves, and obviously for those that actually look at us as a light bulb to get them going. So it's very important that we do that on today. I actually took the time to actually put this out to the public. You hear so many people always inquiring or making mention of wanting to be positive or have a concept of positive energy or wondering why it's not there for them. So very important now. I'll find out on today individuals take the time out just for a little motivational minute. So hopefully we get someone that will be able to allow their volume, if they can keep the background noise down. We'll allow them to be unmuted just for the opportunity to have some slight interaction. So once again, today is a day that we all should be very thankful that we have awakened, breathing, walking, getting around by our same means that we were getting around yesterday. But we cannot take for granted that the opportunities to do something different, to do something better, to do something bigger, it's right here in front of our face. There are too many instances where people get, bogged down by why they're not getting a raise at their workplace, why they're not being identified at the workplace. And oftentimes, it allows people to get their morale down. And we do not want that to be a characteristic that weakens us. Of course, it should be something that actually places a challenge on us. It should put us in a position, in a predicament, to just press forward, do a little bit more. Take the time to ask, what can I do better? Take the time to inquire, what can I do different? All these things are things that you can do to increase your skills, ability, and bring a little bit more awareness to your interests of your current position and whatever it is that you're working on. There should never be a moment with anyone feel as though, you've accomplished it all. You should always be looking to obtain. You should always be looking to gain. That is very fruitful to be able to do that on a continuous basis. Several times I see that people, and I'm very fortunate to take advantage of the social media. But I noticed there are several times and occasions people will allow the weather to dictate how they're going to complete the rest of their day. And I find that to be amazing because that is something that most people take as a negative influence if it's raining, bad weather. However, they will allow it to dictate the entire rest of their day, even to a point that they will spend the time and dwell on it immediately. Don't you know the first 15 minutes of you awaking, stimulating your mind, allowing some positive words, wisdom, listen to a YouTube, turn on something soothing music. It will help project your day for a much more productive situation. But when people get exposed to that positive influence, the positive influence for 2 to 3 minutes of their awakening, they will not allow that positive influence to carry them through the day. They will allow that one negative to carry them through the day. So it's very important that we start to just take back a little bit more of what we want out of the day. Take a little bit more out of what we want out of the week. Take a little bit more out of what you want to gain this month. Challenge yourself to do better this quarter than what you did the last quarter. So start to make some goals within your goals. If your overall goal is to obtain an increase in income, be realistic. Be realistic. Understand and study what people do at companies for raises. Some companies go by percentages. Some companies, they gesture the raise by you going, positioning yourself from part-time to full-time. So just take the time to inquire and study exactly what it is that you would like to accomplish. So once again, this is just the morning minute. I really appreciate and value everyone's time. I want to thank you so much. Have a great, prosperous day.
Wow. Once again, guys, this is none other than Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business, right here out of Philadelphia. And that was one of my motivational minutes. It was very fitting to share that on today. You know, there's so many times people just need to be uplifted, and sometimes it's a voice, sometimes it's a song, sometimes it's a moment, sometimes it's a situation. And overall, you know, we as people have to understand that part of life is dealing with and obviously interacting with people. You know, when you're looking to see an increase in income or finance, you know, it requires some work. You know, there's so many scenarios that kick in. You know, if you are an entrepreneur and you want to increase your income, that typically means you just have to make more phone calls. You have to actually follow up on people that have actually wanted to reach out with you. You have to stay committed to your 7 to 10 hours a week that you chose to commit to your entrepreneurship business. You know, so there's a lot of ways to give yourself an increase. Obviously, some of those that are 9 to 5s, you know, sometimes are looking or seeking, and in some cases begging for a raise, you know, from your employer. Oftentimes, you know, get motivated with life. You know, those people that are outside of choosing the opportunity to lose 5 pounds in 5 days and take on the challenge, all the time is not about the 5 pounds in 5 days. You know, when you do that, you know, you obviously now you're preparing, you're taking 2 bottles of tea with you. You know, that, you know, cuts back on your eating habits. So you giving yourself a raise just by my $10 to $15 a day in just your eating habits. You know, you have some work environments where, you know, you go from office to office, you find yourself eating and snacking and participating, you know, in a breakfast club, if you will, a lunch club, if you will, snack club, if you will. Just get caught up in it, or you just want to feel like you're a part of something. And a lot of times you give yourself a raise just by not spending what you typically would spend. It's so many scenarios and ways to just be motivated about life, you know, and look at the goals. I mean, I was at 225 pounds, you know, 30 days ago, a little over 30 days now. And my goal, I wanted to get down to 200 pounds. It worked out great. So in 30 days, I got down to 207 pounds. Guess what? Motivated any less to continue. However, you know what? Maybe this is where I should be. So I got down to 207 and, you know, rocked back and forth, 208, 209, 207, 208, 209. And I said, you know what? Now what I'm going to start doing is refueling my body with nutrients. So that's when I started using the NutriBurst. Guys, you cannot give up on your goals. You cannot give up on your vision. My vision is bigger than me just getting down to 200 pounds. My vision is to help 500 people get to a point where they feel more healthier than they felt prior to engaging with myself, with my vision, with my leadership to share with them. It has nothing to do with me. My vision is bigger than my weight loss. You know, my opportunity to connect people that typically don't connect with each other. You know, those are the things that propel me. Those are the things that get me excited about life. You know, I wake up smiling. And, of course, it don't work when I have my handsome six-year-old son give me that forehead kiss and say, "Dad, let's go." You know, my beautiful wife who, let's go. You know, those are the things. That's all I need sometimes to let me know everything that I'm doing is being propelled the right way. So, guys, I don't want to hold you guys any longer. These are designed for you actually to download them. You know, download them. That way they're in your phone. You won't have to wait for internet connection. Download them. This is when you sit in that car, you know, right before you go to your office. You know, I don't know why people do it, but if you hate where you work, that's a problem. You need a little motivation to get you through the day. Download a couple of these episodes. Download them. Listen to them. Fuel yourself with something that's positive. And, guys, I have some serious interviews coming up here with Mr. All Business, Sean Robinson out of Philadelphia. I'm also working on a website as well. And people are inquiring about just having one website to go to keep up and capture a lot of the motivation that I share with people. So, guys, take care. And, again, ask me how my day is going. Always a pleasure. I don't give it any option. Bye for now. Ciao.